Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yeah, welcome along, folks. It is Glory Days. It is, of course, the PJ and Jim podcast. And we've literally just had a moment ago, we just had an amazing piece of information delivered to us by
our Clinton. Yeah. It's our 21st birthday.
Hey, happy 21st
happy
to you.
Happy birthday, Jimmy. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
So there's no way we've done 21 episodes of this.
Is our 21st podcast episode of the show of Glory Days.
If you'd asked me, BJ, if you'd asked me.
I don't like information. I never ask for anything.
I'd have said, we've probably done 10 or...
Same here, yeah, but here you go, 21 of these.
21.
Unbelievable, yeah. And that makes me want to ask you a question for the podcast.
Oh my God.
Would you ever rent a bra? Not for yourself.
What are you trying to say, right? I'm doing my best here, right? Like, COVID was rough on me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I did eat and drink a lot.
I'm not even talking about that.
The old moves, I get it.
I wouldn't dare say that.
There was no need to go that low.
I would never say that to you. I'm asking you, would you hygienically ever rent a bra? So, Madonna's bra, you know the one, the pointy comb bra?
Oh, yeah, the famous
one. You can rent it now. You can rent that and loads of very famous fashion items from the past. You're able to rent them.
Like it's out of some old costume shop or
something. Yeah, well, no. God, all my job pocket, yeah. It's not for, like, just out of an old costume shop, no.
No, but I mean, that's treating it like it.
It is.
So what? You get it after some lad on the stag has had it or whatever.
Ah, no. This is mad money. This would be like, you know, a few thousand quid so you can be seen in the comb bra. This isn't like, you know...
Oh.
$2.99 get you squishing your digis into cones and heading off into the town for an old hen night with the girls going, look at me Madonna bra. No.
Oh, right,
it's
okay.
Not like, you know, see, look, and
just the idea of renting
your digis look like a couple of 99 stuck onto the front of a dress.
Exactly.
No, it's not like that. No, this is like the real deal, and you buy it and you say, you know, this, you have to tell people, it'll be a fancy do, you'll be
but
there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I get the idea of buying it and owning a piece of memorabilia and
yeah.
all that. It's the renting bit that was confusing me.
That confuses me too.
You have it for a while and then give it back.
I know. Well, although in fairness, wouldn't you love to be able to turn up at a soiree in one of Elvis's shorts or something? I'd like that. You know, you turn up for some soiree and people go, look at it, very out of fashion. He goes, would you say that to the king? I don't think so. That was the worst Elvis impression ever, wasn't it?
It's just... Here's
me Elvis impression.
It'd be like, you know the way...
Don't you be stepping on me blue suede shoes.
You know the way you get those shops, they're like, whatever. They're various charity shops. You know what I mean? So what's the phrase that they use now? They don't use second hand anymore.
Pre-owned clothes. Pre-owned or pre-used, yeah.
And all that sort of...
Vintage and all, yeah, of course, yeah.
And so it's just the idea that you'd rock up to, you know, anywhere and you'd be doing this, like, this thing. You wouldn't believe it. I walked into Oxfam there the other day and I found this cone bra.
Yeah.
Brilliant, isn't it?
People would be there going, that's like the one Madonna had. Like it! She sold it to me herself.
I didn't even know she went in there.
She was, yeah, working in the shop.
Do you know what I mean?
You want to see, there was loads of things there belonging to her. Belonging off her. I don't know, it's just the whole vintage clothes thing, I've never really got, I have to be honest. I buy clothes so rarely anyway. The second hand thing has never caught on for me, to be honest. I'm always afraid of... I'd be afraid of the pockets. That's all, I'll be honest with you. I'd be afraid of the pockets.
As in what's in them?
As in who somebody left on, what would people be doing? Like, I can't stop thinking... the fair person, like, and if there was a hole in the jacket, I'd be thinking someone was shot dead wearing this.
Yeah,
I'd be thinking all that.
I think the only thing I ever bought that was like, you know, clothes wise, that was pre-owned or vintage or second hand or whatever it would have been called back in the day, was I did buy a coat once.
Oh, did you? You bought a second hand shop,
like a heavy. I was going to say like a heavy Mac. That makes it sound like I was up to nefarious carry on. No, but it was like but the weird thing about it was this kind of grey, right? And I realised kind of after I bought it that it made me look like a German soldier.
I love that.
So it was a bit.
I wonder why anybody gave up this grey Mac in the first place. What sort of person wouldn't want to be seen walking around in a big grey Mac?
I bought it at some place in Temple Bar at the time. This is absolutely donkey's years ago when I was a kid, you know.
Jim is 13 years old. You don't have a grey Mac by any chance. I'd be mad to get one of them.
That's mad the way
walking around, he sticks two real ice creams onto his ditties. Look at that. Madonna in the Mac.
Take it out of that.
Take it out of that.
No, it's that thing about when you refer to yourself as a kid, even though you're probably like
26. Yeah, I know, that's gas, isn't it? Yeah. What were you into as a kid? Oh, just going to town, having a few drinks with the lads. What? Ah, yeah, as a kid, a young fella, 31, like.
A chap.
Yeah, yeah, I was only a young fella.
But yeah, that's the only thing I ever had. Yeah. Well, it was grand. I mean, it was little or no money.
Did it go back to a second-hand shop again? Because I love the idea of
actually,
that.
That's a good question.
I love the idea that Mac is still going in and out of second-hand shops. And every time someone buys it, they walk out and someone goes, ah, see, Kyle. Someone going, oh, what? Oh, jeepers.
I've only just realised. I should have known. Gunmetal grey.
I look like some yoke out of the I look like some Stasi officer. I can't, yeah.
I was just delighted at the time I could afford it.
Yeah.
All went horribly wrong.
Although sometimes you go into do you ever bargain in a second hand shop or anything?
No.
Because the prices are gas. It was a hat.
What's my bargain? But I mean the whole idea is that they're a bargain to begin with. Like it's their cheapest chips are.
Well
they?
No, well I went into one and I asked for my friend Jer wanted a hat, right? And I think it was a fiver. It was in one in Fairview, right? One of the second hand shops. And I think your man said a fiver and Jer was like, oh right, he didn't have a fiver on him. And I says, I have a fiver. And I went back into the shop myself and says, how much is the hat? And they said, 250. I remember thinking, it really is. It's a very fluid sense of pricing in a lot of these places. Yeah, so, yeah.
It's what you get. How much have you got on you?
What have you got? Yeah. So I think you can't actually bargain away with them. I suppose it all comes in for free, but then again, some of it's so cheap, you'd be scaldy to bargain.
Yeah.
You know, you can't go in and say, how much that pair of shoes? And then they tell you, and you go, all right, how much for one of them? Like, you know, you're not going to do it.
But do you reckon, like, in charity shops and stuff like that, that, you know, obviously depending on what area they're in, probably dictates a lot of the stuff they get in.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So there probably is a price difference. Like, I'm sure.
Oh, big time.
If there is a charity shop in Fox Rock or something.
In Fox Rock or something. Yeah, they're not going to have, you know, Rocket Man hats or things like that.
It might be a slightly different.
Get Ralph Lauren and Versace and.
Ralph who?
Lauren.
Who's the other one? He's the knockoff version of Ralph Lauren.
You get the Ralph Lauren in Fairview and you get Ralph Lauren. In the Fox Rock or something.
That's still one of my favourite stories ever is when she said that to you. There's somebody that both PJ and myself know that bumped into him once.
In a regular pub in Dunleary.
Just a normal boozer.
And I was sitting there and she goes, where do you live? Do you live around here? I thought by now you'd be living on Fox Rock or something. I went full into the accent and everything.
Fox Rock or something.
I was like, who looks at me and thinks about that? Who looks at me and says, Fox Rock or something?
It's the plague of being a celebrity, isn't it?
Would you stop? I'm so far from being a celebrity, it's ridiculous.
Oh my God. Anyway, will we do some best bits?
Let's do some best bits.
Right, let's do some best bits, so we'll do that instead. I tell you what we have for you this week. It was a short week, but we managed to cram in some gems and also some vital advice. We were getting some medical advice from PJ on vitamins. And how none of us know what they're all about or what they do for you, how you get them or what happens.
We just know that there's letters and nothing else, basically.
Yeah. So you just, it's just basically, it's an alphabet soup, really, that nobody can understand. But anyway, we had a chat about that. Also, of course, since, you know, the Halloween is approaching this weekend, well, I suppose depending on when you're listening to this, it might be over. But anyway, with the whole Halloween thing going on, we had to talk supernatural. We had to talk ghosts and ghoulies.
Yeah, it's the week that it is. You know, it's very important.
Mm, so we had a little bit of that going on. And then the other thing that's very topical at the moment is the whole back to work, obviously.
Of course it is. Some people dreading it, but a lot of people sort of come around to the idea and thinking it's fairly deadly.
Albeit for reasons that have nothing to do with work.
Well, the environment. The environment.
And the other thing we ended up talking about as well, which was kind of weird, was the fact that the amount of people that are going on holiday still, right? As in going abroad on holiday, trying to get their sun holiday in because they couldn't get it in, you know, during their normal sort of holiday period. And all
because
stuff.
Of COVID and everything, yeah.
Exactly. And the effect that it's having on the actual resorts.
Yeah, it's great, yeah. Shortages. That's the word of the year. Fucking shortages. Can't get anything. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. Nothing's left.
Everything's just running out.
And whatever is left has cost a fortune, yeah.
Mad, mad stuff. Anyway, we had a chat about that as well. So look, just in case you missed out on any of it, have a listen. Sure, we'll talk to you in a minute.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
PJ, people don't know what's good for them.
Right.
We think we do, but we really don't. So they did a study of about 2,000 adults, it was 2,000 adults, as if there's a study just going, yeah. My adults are around 2,000, I haven't a clue. And they asked them, like, what do you need? What vitamins does the body need? And he says, people just go, A, B, C, D, E, F. And he goes, okay, what do they do? No idea. Some people go, oh, no, you need vitamin C, most people said. 50 people said, you need vitamin C makes you intelligent. No, it doesn't. Vitamin C does not make you intelligent.
Really?
Also, people said vitamin D.
And what does vitamin C is...
I don't know.
What is it? Just now you mentioned
it. I don't know. This is it. I'm one of those people. Like, I just know it's good for you. That's all.
D.
You know that sentence, good for you.
Exactly.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
But what actually, how is it good for you? What does it do for you?
D is is the bones thing, isn't it? No, D is the skin. No, E is the skin thing.
I see now. So they asked, three people in 10, right, were asked this exact thing that you were fighting over now. Vitamin D, what is it and what does it do for your body? And people just goes, I don't know. And they said, well, how do you get it?
And when they answered, did they have to say it like that? I don't know.
And when they said, how do you get vitamin D into your body, right?
The sun.
They says you eat a fruit or a vegetable made in a sunny country. That's what they said. That was an actual answer. You eat a fruit or a vegetable that was made in a sunny country.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So that encapsulates the sun, and then you eat that, and then you have the sun inside.
Yeah, so I had a Spanish lettuce the other day, and now I feel like I'm after much healthier because it was made in a sunny country. Yeah, I know. This is mad stuff.
Oh, wow.
So basically, it means that 45% of people don't think they're getting all the minerals and vitamins they need when questioned on it, because when we're questioned on it, we suddenly realise we don't know what any of these things are.
Yeah.
Or we don't know how they affect us.
We don't know how much you need. Like, you never know how much you need or something.
Well,
somebody says, tell you, Anna, you need plenty of vitamin A.
I know, yeah.
Do you? What's plenty, though? Just, you know, plenty.
Much of it is.
What
can
are we
get.
Talking here? Like,
And how'd you get it? I don't know. You have to squeeze an apple or something. And like, if you tell people they need iron, and there'd be a lad outside trying to eat a steel bar in the front garden.
Somehow, some lad out there licking a railings.
Yeah,
he said on the end of the
line. Yeah, just waiting to pick up the young ones from school. So I'm just having an old lick at the fence here. Make sure you get your nutrients into you.
God, there's an image, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some old lad hanging around the school licking a fence.
I know, not exactly the best image to run with, is it? But I mean, well, we don't have a clue. And I'm reading this
now. So does that mean that we're wasting our time then with loads of things? Wasting our time with a load of supplements because we don't know what they do, how much we need, what they're for.
Yeah, just try and eat healthy food, I think, is basically the thing. Try and make sure all your food was made in a sunny country.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
It turns out that a lot of people who were very reluctant to go back to work, now that they have done it, are absolutely delighted they did. Yeah.
Mad.
It turns out that seeing colleagues again has been a really good thing for people. They've done this big survey about the 30 things that people love most about getting back into a working environment. It includes camaraderie, having a morning routine again, having a proper office chair, because people have been sitting on kitchen chairs for ages, you know, and they're getting a cake on your birthday, of course, when your colleagues whip around, even though they don't want to do it. You know that we always
even though you're forced to do it.
We always have that here.
By one good Samaritan in the office who forces everybody else to do it.
And she does that and makes everybody come out and everybody comes.
And sign the card.
Yeah, leaves their job for a few minutes and goes, happy birthday.
Do you always feel that pressure when somebody gives you that, that you have to find something witty to say in the... You know,
not anymore.
Sign that for Tony or whatever.
Yeah, I used to.
God, now what am I going to say about him?
Not anymore, because nowadays, generally, like, it's been 2 years. There's people on the sales team here. I've never even met them. I don't know what to be saying. I just write down, hope you're well. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Hopefully we'll meet one day soon. And then if I know them and I've forgotten it's okay, they'll think it's a joke.
21 again, but I'm only 18.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But anyway, so getting a cake on your birthday seems like a weird thing to be happy about going yeah. to work
oh,
for.
Oh, no, I get it. I totally
Could
get
you
it.
Could you get a cake at home as well?
No, you can't. It's not like it's the spontaneous people chipping in and making an effort around you and somebody getting a tea in for you, someone making the old hot drink that right. you don't make yourself, someone getting around it. And then also just, you know, being able to, a quarter of people are just pleased that they have a printer they can rely on. You know, the simple things.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, the free heating, that you get free heating. I genuinely.
Free heating.
Free heating, yeah, because you've been sitting at home paying to be at work in your own house, and now you're back in the office. You got someone bringing you a cake. You got free heating. You got a comfortable chair.
Like,
you have a reliable internet that you maybe didn't
you
have in your own
like
house.
Make it sound like Disney World.
That's what I'm saying to you.
What about the work bit of having to do it?
Oh, nobody does that. You do that bit. You were doing that anyway.
Right.
You were doing that
so basically
anyway.
So you're saying you're looking in there and you're thinking, free tea and coffee, where would you get it? Water
exactly.
cooler, where would you get
where
it?
Where would you get a printer?
The lights are on, I'm not paying for them. Where would you get it?
Exactly, yeah.
All of
printer
that.
Is on.
Yeah, me chair. Has wheels on it.
Exactly, reluctant people having to celebrate my birthday. I know when people are sitting there going, God, I hate all this. You don't hate all this, you love it.
So these are things that are actually quoted as why people are happy to be back in work.
Yeah, yeah, the people who were reluctant to go in have gone in and now suddenly they're delighted they're there because of this. And then there's all the office personalities, of course, just getting to see the moaner again. You know, walking around, what did you do? I say I was desperate, was it? I know it was desperate for me. And it was the only thing worse them walking from home is walking in this kip. You know, you always have one of them, don't you?
They're great though.
In every office you have one of them.
You need one of them though to make you feel better about your own life.
Yeah, yeah, there's always one walking.
Yeah, when
around.
You're feeling really bad about yourself, you just look over and you go, could be worse, could be Bert.
Oh yeah, yeah, Bert is there going, could you even find a pair of trousers to fit you this morning, could you? I was like Ed Sheeran, I was 15 stone. Couldn't get me jocks on, couldn't stop eating for 3 years. And now I'm back in here. Look at me in my tracksuit bottoms and a tie.
Remember we had an encounter, well, you had an encounter, which you told us about, with somebody who worked in this building, let's just say, was in this building.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Specific. I hadn't seen him for over a year.
And, yeah, and his first comment, I'm not even sure he said hello to you.
No.
I think his first comment was
I said, how are you? And he just looks at me and goes, I can't stop eating. And I went, what? And he goes, I can't stop eating. I hadn't spoken to him for over a year.
Yeah,
this is the first thing he came out with.
Wasn't even a hello, how are you, or how's
no,
things,
just,
or how are you getting on?
Can't stop eating.
He went just straight in with that.
Yeah, and I went, can you not? And he goes, I'm serious. I literally can't stop. Nothing fits. I was like, well, fair play to you. You're not alone. You're not alone.
Wonder how Ed is getting on.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the barista, of course. There's the people, you know, that be working in the work environment that they're always getting the teas and coffees in. You know, there's always one of them. There's always one
of
them.
An awful lot of this seems to, a lot of this seems to revolve around tea and coffee and cake and stuff.
Yeah, of course it does.
And these are the kind of things that people are glad to be back in work for.
What else is there to be done when I work?
I'm just saying, it's an unusual selection.
I don't know. I don't forget Mr. Mony Pants. We all love Mr. Mony Pants.
Yeah.
You know. And then there's the legend that always, there's always that person that knows everything about everything. You know that person there?
Yeah.
Won't believe what happened to Mr. Mony Pants. I'd heard. But it only just happened. I was there. I was spying on you.
Yeah. There's always somebody like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you one better.
Yeah. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
PJ's favourite time of year, spooky Halloween.
Yeah.
Is fast approaching. It's this Sunday, isn't it?
This Sunday, yeah, this Sunday, and the clocks go back and everything. It's all happening on the same day. It's a big day.
Yeah.
So it is.
It's kind of like, I never understood fully why the bank holiday came. Does the bank holiday move around Halloween, does it?
No, it's supposed to be on it. So this year, it would normally be this weekend, but it's because it falls at the end of the month, it would be a November bank holiday.
Oh.
So you know what I mean?
It has to
happen in October. So
okay,
it's the last, if you know what I mean. Last Monday of October is where the bank holiday is going to be.
Because it seems weird that, you know, the kids will be going kind of trick-or-treating and, you know, celebrating and then having to be back in school.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It's a bit of a jammy one. It just ended a bit weird this year, that's all.
We should have had an extra one.
We should.
Anyway, look, leaving that aside, right, it's meant to be a bit of a spooky time of year.
It is a spooky time of year.
But the question is, it's only spooky, I suppose, if you believe in that sort of thing.
Well, that's the thing, and quite a lot of people still do. I'm just looking at this thing, YouGov study from the States, right?
Yeah.
Now, I know Americans are a different type of peer person, but it makes me wonder what it's like over here, because Halloween just days away, the season for all things ghoulish and ghastly and all of that, ghosts, demons, vampires, everything else. They asked Americans, well, do you believe in ghosts? Do you think they exist? And more than 2 in 5 Americans say, yeah, absolutely. Not only do they believe in ghosts, but they believe in demons as well.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, they did say that, yeah. And they said that 1 in 5 Americans have had an experience with a ghost. They've had a direct one-on-one experience. 1 in 5, that's quite a lot of people.
Well, yeah, when you think the population, what's the population of the States? 250, 260 million?
I have no idea, but there's a lot of them. There's
maybe
a lot of Americans.
I literally just picked a random number.
Yeah, but there you go. It'll do for me. It'll do for me.
Let's just leave it at loads, right?
Loads.
So loads of people in
loads
the States.
Loads of Americans, yeah.
And that means that at least 20% of them claim.
At least that claim they've
encountered a ghost.
They've encountered a ghost. They've come into contact with a ghost, yeah? And then the thing is, you ask people, there's a sliding scale by all accounts. So you just go, do you believe in ghosts? Yeah. Do you believe in demons? Absolutely. Do you believe in werewolves? Don't be stupid. Do you believe in vampires? No, I don't.
So why are demons more believable?
I don't know. There's only 9% of people believe in werewolves. Only 8% of people believe in vampires. But demons and ghosts, they're right up there at the top. Their people do buy into that. And it makes me wonder, do Irish people believe the same? Is there a lot of Irish people out there that go, I believe in it. I was walking down the road the other day and a ghost jumped out of me mask.
Aren't you a believer?
Well, I don't know. But I'll tell you what. I was walking down
know,
the road.
Yeah, this is where I'm going to, because this is now. You are adamant about this.
This happened.
Is not, now I know people find it hard sometimes to take PJ seriously.
This happened.
I don't know why that is, but anyway, he's this is not part of a routine. This is not a joke. You actually genuinely still to this day believe this.
This absolutely happened. I was walking down the road on Christmas Eve, right? One night. It was literally Christmas Eve, and I was with my friend Ronnie. Yeah. And we were walking down the road, we were going to midnight mass that night, and we were minding our own business, and a white ball, right, with a white ball of light, it came out of a lane, and it went round the corner, and it went straight into his head, and never came out.
And did Ronnie notice it?
Yes, he did.
Did you see that ball of light that just hit me?
He did, the both of us were like, did you see that? Oh my God, I can't believe what happened, it was unbelievable.
And did he say he felt all right?
No, well, he didn't feel all right. He was very shook because the ball went into his head and it didn't come out.
Did it affect him latterly in any way?
I would say he's a very strange man ever since it happened. I don't know.
Did it change his personality or anything?
Well, I would say maybe it did. I would say he's a different man today than the one he was when the ball went into his head.
Wow.
Mind you, we were very, very young. It was the 80s and we were walking down the road.
Were you very, very young? So there was no fizzies involved?
No, we were
like
teenagers. 14 we were. It was the end of the
80s. Yeah, but again, I go back to it. You were 14... You know,
okay, I know what you're saying.
There was no fizzies involved.
There was no fizzies involved, yeah. Okay, granted, I give you that much. As much as you're speculating upon me about posting your transgressions. That's not even what that means, is it? It doesn't
anyway,
matter.
Look, so what we're getting to here is we need to know then from the great Nova Nation, we need to know whether or not you believe that, because the other thing is, you see, there are people who believe that in ghosts and assume they've got to be bad, like the demons thing.
Oh yeah,
versus the ghost of a sort of a
decent old ghost.
I'm only standing over here.
Decent old ghost.
Not doing anybody any harm.
Gets up and he presses the toaster just so there's a nice smell in the house for everybody. You know those decent old ghosts.
Yeah. Or you know the ghost who thinks it's funny just to keep turning your tap on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
all he does is slam an old door and everything.
Yeah.
I had that as well when I lived with my friend Jer. I tell you this is true. We stayed in the house. And I remember waking up a couple of mornings and I hear him walk around slamming all the doors in the apartment. I was like, what is he doing out there?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sitting down having my breakfast a few days after and he goes, what do you be doing slamming all the doors? He says to me.
Oh my God.
I was there, me slamming all the doors. That's you. He goes, no, I'd be listening to you slamming the one here and slamming the one in the kitchen. And then I go walking around. I say, I can't believe it. No other explanation. It was the ghost. Must have been the ghost in the block of apartments. It had to have been.
Had to, because there's literally no other explanation.
There's
at
none.
All.
And I went out one day and I pulled the door behind me and I had no key for the latch. And the chub lock was all locked. So the ghost locked me out of my own gaff. Jim, I'm not even messing.
Can I just ask you, how much do you trust Jer?
No, I never thought that it could be him until this moment, to be quite honest with you.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
If you've got any sort of like social media kind of stuff going on, if you do your Twitter, your Instagram, or your Facebook or whatever you do, you're probably sick to death with seeing pictures of people in
full flight.
Gallivanting.
Absolutely full flight, yeah.
You know,
everybody.
I'll tell you something, the timeline, when you go onto the timeline of any of the social media stuff, it's just endless pictures of people's like, you know, swimming pools and...
Oh, I know.
Coastlines.
Cocktails, sitting on tables and all that, yeah.
Still.
And especially when you look out the window today, it's a poxiness. It makes it feel even worse, doesn't it?
But it's weird. It does feel different. I know the reason why, obviously. It's because, you know, it's been restricted for so long and people are finally getting a crack at it. And,
you know, there's not fair play to people.
Not enough months in the year kind of thing. And so, but it's just unusual to be nearly in November and still have people doing what effectively are their summer holiday photographs.
Yeah, I know. It's brilliant, yeah.
I know that, like, normally then the other side of it is you get sort of December-ish. Well, not the before, maybe the after bit. And you get that winter sun stuff.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You know what I mean? People will go away for New Year or...
I know, but right now, does everybody's on the beach now as if it's mid-June or July.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, fair play to them getting out there and doing it. So much so, though, that Spain is running out of alcohol. Believe it or not, that's true. Spain is actually some parts of Madrid and parts of Mallorca and all of that, the bars, they're running out of alcohol. There's such an influx of tourism that they can't get certain, they can't keep up with the trade. And then it's not just because of tourists, it's because of Brexit and stuff as well.
What's with the everything running out business?
Everything's running out. Papers. Do you see there's a paper shortage as well now this year?
But like everything is, what's just happened?
Brexit
is responsible for all the other things that, like, all the mad prices and
the pandemic.
See how
and everything.
Much diesel costs now?
Oh my God! I put 50 quid in the car yesterday. I may as well have done a wee into the tank for the amount it went up.
It's 160 odd or something, isn't it?
It's over 170 in some places.
No way.
Yeah, there was. I think I was listening to it. Yeah, over 170 in some places. Yeah. 171 or something. Ah, jeepers. And then you can't. Then you get told we're running out of alcohol in Spain. And then you get told they're running.
You keep getting told stop using the green stuff.
What's the green stuff?
Isn't that the diesel? Isn't that the dodgy diesel? No, I was joking.
Oh, anyway, listen, yeah, that's dumb.
I'm just
Sorry.
Saying, it just seems weird. Everything just seems to be like running out or shortages of.
There's a timber shortage.
You can't get a lorry driver to save your life.
I know, there's a timber shortage, a paper shortage. There's the alcohol shortage now.
Alcohol's running out.
And in Spain, because of customs and because of the influx of tourism and because they're having more than they've had in ages, they don't really know what to do. And certain bars, they're running out of champagnes and gins and vodkas. And they don't.
People are just absolutely belting out of
it. And they're saying some of the bars could be completely dry by Christmas.
What?
Yeah. Believe it or not, they're saying it could be dry by Christmas, yeah. So it'd be gas, wouldn't it be there going, went away, what you do for your winter sun? Went away. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't buy a book. Yeah. The paper was gone. To sit on the beach. Yeah. Couldn't buy a drink. Couldn't buy a plank of wood to sit on.
The old holiday read. Get a few holiday, you know. A couple of good books now on holiday. I'll read them. No books available, I'm afraid, sir.
I know. Isn't that gas, though?
All right. Well, I suppose I'll console myself with a nice cocktail while I'm lying in it. Afraid no alcohol, sir. Sorry.
We have mocktails, sir. That's about it. It's gas, though. I think a lot of this is old scare tactics. Like, let's be honest. Spain is not going to run out of booze. We are not going to run out of paper for books. Like, it might be shorter than it used to be, but we're not going to. We're never going to be at the stage where you can't get an old
book.
But
it just feels like every time you turn around, something else is kind of lacking. Or else it's 15 times the price or something because of whatever.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's mad. It's all in that Brexit.
Well, it seemed Brexit and the pandemic mixed together. Yeah, there was a lack of manufacturing as well of all these things.
And I mean, a winter sun now, you know, we could have looked forward to a winter sun.
I'd love that. I see, although
I'd
love...
I remember that I've only ever had one winter sun holiday in my life and got it so wrong.
Why?
Because I thought, stupidly, that winter sun was just like summer sun.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
So you got caught out, it was freezing at night.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I wasn't prepared for that. I thought it was just like, you know, you went to the sun at, you know, and it was winter time where you were, but you went over there and it was the sun.
So there was you rocking around Tenerife.
So I think
on a Friday night with four knots and a hanky on the top of your head. And your flip-flops on.
I think I spent the entire weekend... You know, you kind of have your travelling over clothes or whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever you were wearing.
Travelling over clothes?
Whatever you were in at the time.
I'd love
your
to
jeans
be,
or whatever.
I'd love
you know
to see your packing technique. Hello, love. Have you got me travelling over clothes?
I'm saying, whatever you, you know what I mean? Whatever you went over in. Obviously, because you're expecting when you're over there, you're going to be in your shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah.
So whatever you went over in. And that, I think I spent a week in that at night time. Where are we? I mean, did we come to the right place? I'm freezing.
Imagine you getting stopped going into the restaurant every night.
Cipriya, sir, are you wearing travelling overclothes? Fortunately, you have to dress up for dinner in this establishment.
Hang on a second. If you want to talk dodgy clothes on holiday, right?
Yeah.
Your episode with the trousers. At least I had trousers.
I know.
You didn't even have trousers.
I know. I was
when
so,
you went.
I'll never forget it. And I was in the gym beforehand.
Yeah.
And I wrecked my legs. So it, like, for to
and
be,
this was not, this wasn't winter sun specifically.
No, this is summer. Summer. Yeah. This is the height of summer.
Yeah.
So,
so
I didn't,
you didn't even, you thought you're, what, the last thing I'm going to need is, I mean, it's hard enough getting trousers on you in Ireland.
Yeah, I know.
So getting them on you over there.
So I didn't bring any trousers with me. And then I went down for dinner in the, you know, one of those all inclusive places. And he goes, sorry, so you have to wear shorts. I was there, well, I don't have any. Or you have to wear trousers. I was like, I don't have any. I didn't bring any. And he goes, there's a shop down the road. And if you go down there, you can buy a pair of trousers and then you can come in and have your dinner.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. So I sat in the taxi and went down to buy the trousers. And then my leg seized up again when I was sitting in the taxi, you know.
What do you mean seized up? Oh, after your workout?
After my workout.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah,
so he saw me walking perfectly normal in shorts coming down to have me dinner. And then I got into a car and came back in trousers and I couldn't walk properly.
So you looked like you were allergic to trousers.
So he just looked, your man must have been there going, my God, that man really hates wearing pants.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
There you go. Some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. That, well, obviously, because
that
was us that were there at the time.
Yeah, we decided to leave Pat out. We got too jealous. He was here too long.
the man himself. And we couldn't fit in. We hadn't got enough time to fit the sound effects in, so we had to let that go.
Yeah, Pat's show was much shorter without sound effects, though. So we just had to do our bit.
Oh, dear. And by the way, the other thing is, we never really talked about it on the show. Like, do you feel, like, suddenly refreshed and
absolutely
better?
Absolutely not.
After coming back from
your
break?
No, I actually feel worse.
Because our version of holidays were, we were off work.
Yeah.
But we weren't actually away anywhere. Nothing.
No,
we were
just
basically just living at home.
Yeah, yeah. I have to say, I'm not doing that again. That was a bad idea. Oh my God, it was bad. Especially looking there and seeing Clint, who works on the show. Seeing Clint's...
he was... Where did you say? He went to the capital of England.
He did. He was in Benidorm, yeah. He was over there in Benidorm doing his thing. So I was watching that and I was mad jealous. So that's... I'm not sitting around anymore and doing it. I was raging, actually.
Oh my God.
But at least I wasn't over there. If you do go to Spain and you're... Some of you go in here can have a vodka tonic and a gin spritzer or whatever it is you drink and there's none left. Remember, it's the likes of Clint that's responsible.
Yeah. Because
he was over there.
He's had
holiday and living it up.
He's had two sun holidays, hasn't he?
He's had two sun holidays.
Unbelievable. Some people...
People like him are the reason that they're running out of gin spritzers in Spain.
Yeah, I tell you something. The greed of it all, unbelievable. But because that's the weird thing. You know when you come back from a holiday and people expect... You're supposed to feel... You know, or people seem to expect
like you, had a break.
You to feel like refreshed and
never
raring
happens.
To go, recharge your batteries.
Never happens. Sort of
I never feel like that after a holiday.
No, I always feel, oh, jeepers.
It's always
sorry
like,
you did
oh
it.
My God.
Yeah, sorry you did that now.
It's like, you know, the time off emphasises what the time on, or how bad the time on is.
Jeez, I know I'm hard to take, but what a subtle dig that wasn't.
But you know what I'm saying?
Jeepers.
This idea.
No, I
that,
don't
you know
what you're saying.
Great, great to have a break, isn't it? And all that sort of stuff. Well, no, not really. It'd be great if it was.
I forgot how much I enjoyed life when you're not around, PJ.
I didn't say
that's
that.
That's basically it. Yeah, I got it. That's fair enough.
No, you're
that's understandable as well.
No, I'm just saying the expectation. You almost feel like you kind of... You feel like you failed on your holidays.
Well, thank you very much.
Because you haven't come back, you know, bouncing out of your skin, raring to go. And,
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I know, I'm a hard sight to come back to, but that's all right. Don't you worry.
Oh, my
Calm
God.
Down.
This, look, you're wallowing over there. I'll have to whack you out of it. Whack you out of your wallowing over there. Anyway.
Love an old wallow. I love a wallow whacker. I am a bit of a wallow whacker, let's be honest.
Right, well, whatever you're wallowing in or whacking in over the next little while, enjoy it. And sure, look at, don't forget to make sure you're with us every morning on the old radio as well.
Yeah, don't forget, well, that's, well, look, I'm not even going to say it. If you're here, you fucking know about the show. It's grand.
Beautifully phrased, they should put that in a poster.
Yeah, if you're here listening to this, you know about the show. us coming onto this and saying, by the way, we have a radio show, is the maddest idea in the world.
Exactly. And on that note, on that bombshell, we'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.